Fern's NRL tips. Thanks to the Settlers Inn and the friendly Fernhill Tavern in the industrial area.
Triple M rocks footy.
Yes, there he is. That's quite an intro for the great man, Anthony Maroon. Good morning, Maroon.
Yes, Stronny, another round of rugby league. And
yes.
Mate, what about those? What about that business about Wayne Bennett? It kicks things off in fine style for tonight, doesn't it?
Yeah, mate, if we thought he was cranky and looked like he'd lost $100 and found 20 cents for the last 30 years, how about him after hearing that news?
Yeah, I know, mate, but I think, look, you know, if we can put that all that aside for 1 minute, this is his 800th game as coach. I mean, in an era where we talk about, is this coach going to be around next year? Who'd be a first grade coach? Mate, he's been coaching first grade since the mid-80s. I mean, that's 800 first grade games. What is it, 7 premierships? What a legacy.
Yeah, he is the ultimate yardstick, you'd have to say. Having said that, he's had a fairly good rub of the green ever since the Broncos have been a one-team town since the year whatever, but you cannot deny his record. And I've got to say, Maroon, he comes across as the most awful person as far as being unhappy and doesn't want to talk to anybody. Anybody that I know that knows him personally say he is the best bloke and a really, really good people person.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I've never met him, mate. I'd love to meet him, but I never have. And, like, I spent a lot of time with Wendell Saylor, and you ask Wendell about the influence somebody like Wayne Bennett's had on his life. It's amazing, you know? So I just think this business about him getting ousted out of the Broncos, it's just bad timing, really. But I suppose it happens to all of them one day. But, you know, I mean, this guy, he really is a cut above when it comes to professional sporting achievement.
Yeah, you're dead right. And I've got to say, Maroon, all the controversy about last week with the Roosters and Napa, and again in the clutch moment of the game, the Broncos get a call that you'd have to say was controversial no matter which way you look at it. But in the same time, Maroon, you and I never reached first grade. I played for the Group 6 Wombats. You were for the Waterloo Waratahs. Do you remember in under sevens, you'd have one fast kid who at one stage in the under sevens would run backwards. From there, all the parents would yell out on the sideline, "Go the other way!" He would then go to the sideline, run past every other player on the team and score under the posts. And that was Jimmy the Jet last week.
Yeah, what about him when he gets going, Strawny? I mean, I know when you were playing for the Wombats, you did make a couple of good breaks up the sideline. But see, the thing is, you were doing it with your glasses on. Jimmy the Jet didn't have to wear glasses while he was doing it.
Listen, don't you throw stones, you wear them too.
Yeah.
All right, we better get on to this game tonight. The Broncos, they're at $1.48. The Eels, $2.70. There's rumours about Brad Arthur maybe getting the flick. How do you see this one playing out? I thought the Broncos, in the last 10 minutes of that game, even though they got the rub of the green, played the best footy they've played all year.
Yeah, there's a lot of footy in them, isn't there? And this is an occasion. They need to rise for the occasion here for a number of reasons. One is what's going on with Wayne Bennett. One is it's his 800th game. And two is we're getting up toward halfway through the season. So it's kind of, you know, you've got to start getting into gear. And I think that they've got a lot of emotion behind them tonight and a lot to play for. And I think they'll win this one, the Broncos.
All right, coverage from 7, the game kicks off just before 8. Tomorrow night, the 6 o'clock game, we love our 6 o'clock game. Raiders at home to the Sea Eagles. Gee, if only the games were 60 minutes, Maroon, they'd be leading the comp, the Raiders.
Yeah, mate, the poor old Raiders, hot, cold. But, look, they've got no one to blame for where they are on the ladder this year. And they lose Joe Tarpanay for a week now. I'm a big Joe Tarpanay fan. And Manly, though, I know Manly have won the last two against stiff opposition, against tough opposition, but Manly aren't that good a side, I don't think. They obviously lose a couple because of that brawl against the Storm. I'm going to take the Raiders here. They're due for a win.
All right. Cowboys and the Storm, that is the game at 7:55. You said last week, if they didn't win last week, they're gone. Is there any chance of them beating the Storm in the second game tomorrow night?
Oh, mate, I don't think so. I think the Storm will just have enough in them. You know, they've just announced they've re-signed Felice Kaufusi. He's a great player, Felice Kaufusi. They get a couple back to Melbourne. I'll take Melbourne here.
Okay, the Super Saturday, 3 games. The game you'll hear on Triple M at 3 o'clock. My mob, the Roosters, are up against the Titans.
Now, listen, make sure you're tuned in. I know that you'll probably go to the Settlers. Get them to turn down the volume on the big screen. Crank Triple M and listen to the call. the Roosters, your Roosters. They always play for you, Strawny, because we know you love them. They'll be too good for the Titans, unfortunately.
Okay, all right. The second game at 5:30. The Warriors hosting your mob, the Rabbits. You must be a little bit nervous as they head across the ditch.
Strawny, nothing to be nervous about. Third versus fourth. The form team in the competition, the Rabbitohs. Sam Burgess is vital to this. We saw him getting his backside massaged on the big screen last week. Now, I think they need Sam. When Sam's on the field, he inspires a lot of them. And this will be a great game because, of course, Isaac Luke up against his old club. But, look, I'll take South by 14.
Oh, geez, I just had a feeling you might do that. The 7:30 game, Panthers hosting the Dragons. Wow, this is going to be some type of game. Is this the first time someone's going to say, Maroon, quote, a grand final preview?
Well, it just might be. It just might be, Strawny, but the fact that this game's at Penrith, I'm going to take Penrith.
All right, Sunday, two games, Knights and Sharks, the 2 o'clocker.
Yeah, well, look, I think we always knew that the Knights would struggle without Mitchell Pearce, and this now they're facing four losses in a row if they lose this one. Up against a side that have, with all their injury toll this year, the Sharkies, he's managed to mix and match and move players around, and they've just stood up this year, the Sharks, and I think they'll just grind out a win here.
All right. 4 o'clock game. You'll hear it live on Triple M. And, of course, that's a Channel 9 game as well. The West Tigers up against the Battling Dogs.
Yeah, Josh Reynolds comes back for the Tigers. What an awful year it's been for the Dogs. I think of all sides that have disappointed this year, they are at the top of the list, the Dogs. They are fading and they've had some people say, oh, they're unlucky. They've let some games go on the bell because of their own stupidity. They have not aimed up in any way, the Dogs. Now they lose Josh Morris for 6 or 8 weeks. The Tigers will lap them.
Okay, well, there you go. There is Maroon's thoughts for the day. Now, Maroon, I've got to say, now, I'm not going to bring up the bet again, but I probably will. Next Friday, not tomorrow, but next Friday, we have the Triple M Gimme Five for Kids Bowls Day at my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club. And it is for Gimme Five for Kids to help the kids' wards at the hospitals. Given that, it is a Wiggles theme. Now, we are going in a big red car. That's the Triple M truck. And we are dressing as the Wiggles. Now, I'm one short. Is there any chance that you can fill in as Emma, the yellow one?
What day is it?
Friday.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get on to Alistair at the set and see if the sets can put me up for the night.
Oh, here we go.
If there's any way I can make it happen, mate, I will get up there. But you know my schedule this time of year, Strawny. I'm even busy.
Here it comes, folks. Here it comes.
So I'd have to say, I just can't do it.
All right, there we go. Anthony Maroon for the Friendly Fernie and the sets. Alistair is even giggling at the thought of that as Maroon is a yellow wiggle, and we shall talk to him as we wiggle off.
Strawny.